time for you to sound off.
You coming to beef face with me? What is the hell are you doing?
You got a beef? It's time for you to sound off.
Oh, man, that's irritating.
Oh, you don't feel this energy that's going down right now. Number five will always love you.
Your chance to tell Mikey Miss what you're fired up about today.
Brought to you by Elkins Chevrolet on Route 73 in Marlton, New Jersey. The Philadelphia area's fastest growing Chevrolet dealership. Find new roads at ElkinsChevrolet.com.
Let's keep going. Sound off.
All right, it's time for Sound Off. 610-771-9705. You got something to say, and I'm sure this sound off line started humming about 4:30 yesterday. Just hit us up on that line and publish your thoughts, and you may make it to the big show.
How did you not know that Deshaun Jackson would get that deep ball? I knew that was going to happen. You are a coach in the NFL. You should know that, but we got burned by it.
Wow, well, you got burned on it because the safety bit. And the safety's got to be smarter than that. Malcolm Jenkins has been in this game for a really long time. The last thing that should happen to him.
Yeah, the guy called last week and said double move Mills. Jalen Mills stinks, Mike. He's not a good player. He got burned all game long. He got burned all game long last week. He stinks.
Yeah, he doesn't stink. But those plays that are glaring made him an enemy in this town. And it's like he's going to have be superhuman to gain back the trust of these people. He's not that bad, believe me.
Smallwood stinks. When are we going to end the Smallwood experiment? We need football players on the team. We need guys who can play. I don't care that he works hard. I don't care that he's a tough heart. He's a tough kid. That he works. I don't care. He stinks.
Yeah, he's a very average player, and they needed to upgrade, and they need to upgrade that position.
Only week two, I'm panicking, but what I am concerned about is the wide receiver position. I think the Eagles got to look at bringing in a veteran wide receiver, maybe Josh Gordon, maybe Dez Bryant. You know, we got to get somebody in. We got to know who, when Wentz comes back, who's he throwing the ball to? Who's he throwing the ball to?
Well, I kind of agree with Josh Gordon. Bye-bye, because Billy Belichick reached out for him, another reclamation project, and got him for a fifth-round pick.
Yo, Mikey Miss, what the hell is going on? Everyone's gotten soft in this city. I mean, yeah, we won a Super Bowl, great, but this is a new season. I want to see somebody breaking a TV after Ryan Fitzpatrick marches up and down the field in our defense. Was I the only one screaming?
No, you were screaming. But again, they weren't going to go 16-0. So, with all due respect, I understand the loss. It hurts. And you look at it like the Super Bowl team, they lose the second game of the year. You're not expecting it. But they weren't going to go 16-0. They're going to lose some more games. But now Carson Wentz is back. You got maybe Jeffrey coming back soon. And you have to just weather the storm early and then catch your momentum in the middle.
I just sat through how many hours of listening to absolutely atrocious announcers only to watch this team lose to this garbage squad. The only thing more despicable than their performance was the announcing.
The announcers got ripped. Kenny Albert used to, you know, people used to go, he's all right. But not anymore. His partner in crime, Rondé Barber, with Tiki on the sidelines, adding, like, you know, I hope Tiki doesn't get paid about a word. Yeah, what did he say yesterday?
A lot of times they just cut to a stupid hat camera. I don't care about bias and stuff, but it was a little weird that it's Eagles versus Bucks. I got a former Buccaneer in Rondé who still lives down there and is with that team all the time because he kept referring to how he knows everybody.
Yeah.
And then a former Giant on the sideline. It was a little annoying. Like, I just need an unbiased guy. Not these two fans.
I don't care about that. I don't think they're biased. But I think that Rondé took care of Tiki. Yeah, Tiki needs a gig, right? So I think Rondé said, yeah, you want me? Yeah, I have my brother on the sidelines. I think that's what that was at play there.
Before anybody wants to blame Foles or blame Doug Peterson or the defense for this loss, I'll tell you who can blame. Chip Kelly. That putt let Deshaun Jackson go for nothing. I'm so glad he's out of the NFL, but man, I wish we had Deshaun Jackson back.
That'll never die, I guess. The Chip Kelly, Deshaun Jackson angle. Listen, Deshaun, there's an amazing statistic that he's got, what is it, more 20-plus yards, or he tied Jerry Rice?
Tied Jerry Rice.
For the most in history?
Yep.
That's pretty significant for a guy that doesn't catch that many balls.
I don't want Dez Bryant. I don't want Josh Gordon. But there is someone we've secretly been wanting for 2 years. Could you imagine Wentz to Megatron? I don't know what you'd have to give up for a retired player with a high salary. Get it done. That's Megatron, a Hall of Famer with Wentz. It's over.
You know how many bags of Doritos Megatron's eaten in the past 2 years? Come on, man. Stop.
And, like, you know, I think people are overreacting to this loss. Obviously, it was tough to watch. We only lost, like, six. We're getting our starting quarterback back. We should be getting Alshon back pretty soon. But I think maybe Carson will jumpstart the offense and these players.
Oh, I think you're right. But we only lost by six? That's the justification? What does that mean? Horseshoes?
They can't blame Nicky Foles. He has no time to throw. Peterson called a horrible game. I completely agree with that. I didn't understand the 4th and 4. It seemed like a desperation move from the Super Bowl champions, and I didn't get it at all.
I agree with that, but Nicky Foles, he had plenty of time all day. I mean, he was holding on to the ball forever.
I love when people bring up Pat Tillman, but nobody seems to realize the fact that Pat Tillman's widow has continuously asked people to stop using his name because she knows full well that Pat would be on Colin Kaepernick's side in this situation.
Well, there you go. I have nothing to add to that. I close it down.
That's the best of the best today on Sound Off.
Brought to you by Elkin Chevrolet on Route 73 in Marlton, New Jersey. The Philadelphia area's fastest growing Chevrolet dealership. Find new roads at ElkinsChevrolet.com.
Got an beef?
I don't like
water.
Because I don't like
it. Leave it at 610-771-9705. And listen tomorrow at 5:45 to see if your sound off gets on.
See you later.